The Holy Gospel this day, a reading from the book of St. Mark in the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And as he, that is Jesus, was setting out on a journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother." He said to him, "Teacher, I have kept all these since my youth." Jesus looked at him and loved him and said, "You lack one thing. Go, sell what you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When he heard this, he was shocked and went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were perplexed at these words, but Jesus said to them again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were greatly astounded and said to one another, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For mortals it is impossible, but not for God. For God all things are possible." Peter began to say to him, "Look, we have left everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for my sake and for the sake of the good news, who will not receive 100-fold now in this age, houses, brothers and sisters, mothers and children, and fields with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. So now, this is Alberta. This is 2021. This is Thanksgiving. And my sister calls from Ontario and says to me, "So what are you thankful for?" Now that's got an edge to it, and I know it has. She's rubbing it in. And I know she's doing it deliberately, because I'm her oldest brother. But that's for another day. When you look at what we're thankful for, it's not necessarily what you expect. For example, this young man, he wants in and he's made in the shade. He is set to go. This guy's golden. He's kept all the rules. He's kept the laws. He's kept the commandments. He's good to go. And Jesus goes, "Wait a minute." Now, in legalese, what we do is we go, "Okay, codicil. This is that small fine printing at the bottom that we call the fine print, which carries all the exceptions and other stuff." He goes, "I got one more for you. I want you to sell it all, give it to the poor, come follow me." Ponder that a minute. See, I've discovered two things in life. And I know this deeply on this weekend. I'll come back to this in a moment. Here's the first thing. The longer I'm alive, the more stuff I have. That's true. I got more stuff. And that's because other folks go, "We don't want it. Here's some more." That's happened in the last 48 hours, friend. more, because nobody else wants it, so here, have some more. The second thing I discovered was this. If I thought we had stuff when Pam and I were first married, we got kids. They are stuff magnets, especially for first-time grandparents. Oh, they're really good at this. Here's three more presents, just so they have something to play with. Stuff. We are busy at the moment, and Pam is still in Calgary cleaning out the house. We are busy getting rid of stuff. I said this to a person. He has lived, he and his family, three generations on the same farm out of Thorsby, across the river west, over by Genesee Power Plant. I said, Ray, if you had to move. And he stopped me right there and he says, we're never moving. I said, why? He says, there's seven out in the yard now, and it's going to be nine pretty soon. And what he meant were sheds, Quonsets, another hut, because a farmer can never throw anything away. You never know when you might need it. Stuff. This young man cannot get rid of his stuff. His stuff owns him. He has too many possessions. And Jesus says, this is the problem, friends. It gets in the road, and I have news. You're not taking it with you. Don't bother booking a budget or a U-Haul for your funeral. It's not going with you. You're going out the same way you came in. And you didn't have a lot of things when you came in, so you won't have anything going out. But here's the point. With God, nothing is impossible. As long as you're a believer, you're in. As long as you follow me, you're in. As long as you're one of the disciples, you're in. You have eternal life. What bigger gift do you need? You don't need anything else. Now, Peter makes this statement about, but we've left everything, because it's true. Ponder this, dear friends. This is how it looks today. All right, everybody here, I want you to get rid of everything you've got, and we're all going to Halifax. And you're going, yeah, sure. But that's what it means in Jesus' day, because there isn't anything else. There's no EI. There's no free health care. There's no guarantee you're going to get fed by supper time. None of it exists. But Jesus says, I'll take care of it. And remember this, when you're a servant, you're last. Therefore, you'll get to be first. Now, let me go back to the question I started with, and I'll ask it one more time. What are you thankful for? What I'm thankful for is that life looks normal again. And I want you to ponder this. My definition of normal is Thanksgiving on the road. This weekend alone, by the time I'm finished with it on Monday, I will have done between 12 and 1400 kilometers on the road. Happy Thanksgiving. And I rejoice and give thanks. That's normal. What is your definition of Thanksgiving? Amen.